Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hope. But before the play comes another of the great soliloquies. Hamlet needs yet again to talk to the audience, to explain his thinking, to explain his frustrations and his anger at himself. In this one, he actually berates himself for his lack of real grief. I mean, we've seen him upset, hurt, impassioned, angry, but he still doesn't think he's grieved enough.
Now I am alone. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I. Is it not monstrous that this player here, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul so to his own conceit, that from her working all his visage wand, tears in his eyes, distractions in aspect, a broken voice, and his whole function suiting with forms to his conceit, and all for nothing, for Hecuba.
Now that is a very interesting proposition to be put onto a stage by a character in a play, where he says a character in a play would act this scene better than I would. It's a very clever piece of theatrical conceit. He says this actor, who is just saying lines from a play, can make himself cry, can show hurt and pain and anguish. And what for? For Hecuba.
What's Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba, that he should weep for her?
What's Hecuba to him, or he for Hecuba, that he should weep for her? Hecuba is just a character in a play that was written 2,000 years before, a character that has been so long dead that nobody cares about her, and yet this man standing on a stage can weep and grieve for her.
What would he do, had he the motive and the cue for passion that I have? He would drown the stage with tears and cleave the general ear with hard speech, make mad the guilty and appall the free, confound the ignorant and amaze indeed the very faculties of eyes and ears.
This is almost like a delayed reaction since the ghost came to him. Now he wants to tear the air in grief. Now he wants to behave as the actor does in talking about Hecuba. He wants to behave in that way. He wants to weep and cry and scream and shout. But he knows that there's not a lot of use in that. What he now needs to do is something far more practical. But he has a plan. And he spells it out for us so that we can travel with him now into the entrapment of Claudius. He wants us to know what he is thinking so that we can watch it happen with him.
I have heard that guilty creatures sitting at a play have by the very cunning of the scene been struck so to the soul that presently they'll have proclaimed their malefactions. I'll have these players play something like the murder of my father before mine uncle. I'll observe his looks, I'll tend him to the quick. If he but blench, I know my course.
It's a very clever idea. If Claudius doesn't notice, he's possibly innocent. But if he shows any shock reaction, if he shows any guilt at all, Hamlet will know what his action should now be, which is to distrust Claudius, to recognize the fact that Claudius is the murderer.
The spirit that I have seen may be the devil, and the devil hath power to assume a pleasing shape. I'll have grounds more relative than this. The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king.
In a way, Hamlet has set up a game of chess that he will play with Claudius. He will demonstrate through the actors the very action that the ghost described, and he will watch Claudius. Thank you to Peter Robinson for reading that extract.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.